Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 20. Leviticus, chapter 20. Remain standing. We're going to read verses 23 through 27 together. Leviticus, chapter 20, verses 23 through 27. We'll read this passage responsively. I'll read verse 23. You join me on verse 24, and we'll alternate through the passage that way. Leviticus, chapter 20. We're going to read verses 23 through 27. All right. "And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation, which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. You shall therefore put difference between clean beast and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean. You shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth upon the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have served you from other people, that ye should be mine." And let's finish on verse 27 together. Ready? "A man also, or woman, that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them." And let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Lord, please allow the Holy Spirit to work through me. May I not have my flesh in the way. Lord, if I have to preach the sermon in my flesh, let's close the book and go home. Lord, it's not something to get off my chest. This is a message from you. These are your words. And I pray that you'd help us to pay attention, to listen, and may we not just hear the words, but may we heed their warning and listen to them carefully. And may we do our part to help our country, please, in Jesus' name. Amen, and you may be seated. I love America. You're looking at a man that loves his country. I, as a young man, enjoyed the military. I enjoy studying military history. I don't have an area of study, per se, that I think that I'm... I didn't earn a doctorate in any one area, but I probably know the World War II history better than most topics. I've taught history, world history, American history, geographies, you name it. I've taught them. I enjoy history, but I love the World War II history. There's just something about it. There's a lot to it, and I enjoy it. I love America. When I was young, before the Lord called me to preach, I'll be honest with you, had I not gone into the ministry, I'm pretty sure I'd ended up in the military. I'll tell you why. Because I wanted to serve my country. But when God called me to preach, it was a higher calling. I felt like I could do more for my country by preaching than I could by serving in the armed services. Now, I say that because I love my country. I love the time in which we live. I wouldn't choose another time in history to be alive, I'll be honest with you. Now, I realize this time of history has its faults, it has its difficulties, and I realize we're in the last days. I have no doubt at all we are closer to the coming of Jesus than ever before in history. You say, how do you know that? Each breath we take is one step closer. Well, is he coming back soon? Well, I know this, the disciples were looking for him to come back, and that was 2,000 years ago. Guess what? We're that much closer. And I believe the signs are there. Now, I'm no fool. I see the decay of America. I see the decay of the American culture and even the world culture. Just this week, it was reported, I believe in China, they had the first three-way sodomite marriage. Three men married each other legally in China. God have mercy. By the way, when the United States government starts messing with the definition of marriage, that's where we're headed.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Our country lacks morals. Our country lacks integrity. Our country lacks propriety. We used to be a nation of character. Now it's a nation filled full of characters. We used to be a God-fearing, Bible-believing nation. Now we're a God-hating, Bible-rewriting, and Bible-rejecting government and loveless society. What has happened to America? Listen to me. I'm going to give you a fairly lengthy introduction. The sermon will be fairly short, and you will be glad. The Statue of Liberty stands in New York Harbor. I've seen her many a time. It's been my privilege to stand on Liberty Island and look across at her, drive across the bridges there and in New York City from Jersey into the city and see it many times. A couple times I've been on a boat, literally out fishing and going up and down in New York Harbor there, and literally floated just within yards of her. I've been inside the Statue of Liberty. What a beautiful statue she is. She was given to us by the French 129 years ago this year, 1886. She's not only symbolized our freedom, but she has welcomed all who have come to our shores from other countries. And she's welcomed them to the land of the free. She has stood guard in that harbor to hold the light of freedom for 129 years. She's watched New York City grow. She's watched the building of the Empire State Building, the World Trade Centers, and the new World Trade Centers. She's watched the skyscrapers. She's watched the mass of people envelop the New York City area to becoming the largest city in America. She has stood guard that whole time. She has watched the diversity of nationalities as people passed Lady Liberty on their way to this land of the free to try their hand at freedom in America. By the way, I'm going to make a statement here. They did not come here to bring their country to America. They left their country to become an American. On September 11, 2001, Lady Liberty stood guard. She watched Muslim terrorists. I said it, Mr. President. She watched Muslim terrorists fly airplanes into the World Trade Center, killing over 7,000 American citizens. She saw the explosions. She saw the burning buildings. She saw the people jumping out of the building to try to potentially save their life. After a few hours, she watched those buildings fall. She saw the demolition of literally about a dozen other buildings because of those buildings falling. Can you see her weep as she stands there holding her torch, watching what she stood guard for? Now she's not politically correct. The very people she tried to protect us from have been allowed to bypass her and destroy our country. Let me say that again. The very people she stood in that harbor raising her torch to protect us from have been allowed to bypass her and came and have tried to destroy us. By the way, she's never apologized for our country. She stood for all those who, and by the way, they were to come here and renounce their citizenship from their country to become an American. You see, now millions of people are allowed to spit on her and mock her by not even following the rules set down by the country she stands in the harbor guarding. Can you see her weep? Not only has the skyline changed from these Muslim terrorists, Mr. President, but also America is self-destructing. The murder, the theft, the looting, the rioting, the lack of respect for human life, she has stood guard watching. She's watched the illegal drugs, the violence, the filthy disrespect for human life, even the murder of, I can't hardly say this, 60 million babies by abortion. America's in trouble economically, but America has aborted herself into economic trouble. We have killed 60 million taxpaying American citizens. That is more than six times the amount of people that Adolf Hitler killed prior to World War II and during World War II. Do you see Lady Liberty's tears? Her young people have been taught for generations that government, not God and parents, know what is best. We've allowed communists, God haters, to educate to the point that a godly education is now substandard. I'm not afraid to say it. Hang on. The girls in our own public schools now dress worse than prostitutes used to dress. Young people wear their pajamas to school. They wear less than what most women 50 years ago wore for underwear, and they wear it in public to school. The boys dress like a bunch of hoodlums and don't even know what a belt is. I'm not mad, but somebody's got to stand up for America. Somebody's got to stand up and tell you the truth. Say, well, you got a bad spirit. Good, I've been working 47 and almost 48 years on a bad spirit. Let me have it for once. I'm not giving you my words tonight. I've given you history, and I'll give you God's words. Bible says in Leviticus chapter 20, verse number 23, and ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation. God told Israel, as they were about to go in and conquer the Canaan land, he said, don't you dare copy the manners of the nations that you're to kick out of the Canaan land. Quit copying all the heathen, quit copying all the godless people, and you walk according to my word, not the manners of the nation. Well, I say to you tonight, Grace Baptist Church, let's not walk in the manner of the American nation. Let's walk God's way. Let's quit walking after Hollywood and let's walk God's way. Let's quit being politically correct to everybody and accept everybody except what the American people are supposed to do. We don't need to reform immigration. We need to follow the rules we already have. We don't need to rewrite the Constitution. We need to reread the Constitution. Well, separation, church and state, separation, church and state. Every one of these liberals that say that have a hole in their head big enough to drive twin Mack trucks. The Constitution of the United States of America never says separation of church and state. You get yourself a copy of the Constitution. I did it this week. I looked at it this week. And the amendment in the Bill of Rights says this: Congress shall make no law that inhibits religious freedom. Amen. It does not say separation of church and state. The Bill of Rights was there to limit government in the church, to limit government in the people's lives. That's why you have the right to carry a weapon. That was that the Bill of Rights was to limit the power of government. That amendment was written to keep the stupid state out of the church Everybody doing all right? I'm not for the church running the state either, though we could do a better job. I challenge you, go get a copy. You look at it. The term separation of church and state is not in there. Now, I say to you tonight, Grace Baptist Church, let's quit following the manners of our nation. Let's follow the manners that God set down, not America. Now listen to me. I have 10 statements. I'm not going to make a lot of comments on each, but these statements are pretty powerful. There's 10 areas that we should not follow the manners of America. Point number one, let's not follow the immorality of America. Our country is filled with, I never thought in my lifetime I would ever make statements like this behind the sacred desk. But America is filled with perverted sexual diseases. Just so you know, I'm not that old. When I was growing up, the word sex was not a good word to use in public. It's used so much today that if you don't use a little of it, nobody knows what you're talking about. Well, I hate to tell you, our country is filled with immorality. Living together, still shacking up, I don't care what anybody says. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Marriage is for one man and one woman, not two men, not two women, and not any other combination. God did not intend, by the way, God made animals with more sense. You don't see two bulls chasing each other out in the cow pasture. We follow the immorality of America. We're addicted to America's immorality. By the way, that's why you're addicted to the television. It's why you're addicted to Hollywood. It's why you're addicted to your Facebook and your social networking. 40% of all divorces in America today involve social network. That's not my statistic. That's the world's statistic. You will say things in the privacy of a phone or a computer that you would never speak out loud. By the way, parents, you better get a hold of your kids' Facebook account. Some of you got kids that are doing things on their Facebook that's filthy, vile, and wicked. Say, how do you know? I don't have a Facebook account. You're not going to follow me on, what is it called? Twitter. I almost said Twitter, Pate. That's Bambi. I don't have any of that mess. You say, what? I don't want to fight it. We live in such an immoral society. You can't raise a young person and have them look at billboards as you drive down the road. There is more pornography on the side of the road with billboards today than used to be in Playboy 60 years ago. Everybody doing all right? Better move on. Number two. Number one, don't walk in the immorality of America. Number two, everybody smile. We're not to walk in the witchcraft and Satanism of America. Harry Potter is of the devil and out of hell. Period. A wizard. Did you read verse 24? A man also, or a woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. Those aren't my words. Those are God's. Well, it's just fiction. That's what the world wants you to believe. Witchcraft is real. They have TV shows about people that are clairvoyant and can talk to the dead. They see ghosts. Folks, they've been drinking something or smoking something they should not. And I hate to tell you, you go see one of those yard birds, they know what questions to ask you, and they have figured out your psychology far faster than you have, and they know what words to use to prompt you to get you to think you saw what you didn't see. And I hate to tell you something, but witchcraft is real. Demonism is real. Satanism is real. We watch satanically influenced television. Horror movies filled with demonism and witchcraft. I'll be honest with you. I don't let my family watch it. Never have. Never going to. Period. I'm dating myself here, so hang on. But, you know, used to be, you know, Friday the 13th. What's the guy's name? Freddy Krueger or something like that. I never even watched it. My dad would have lit me up if I'd ever seen something like that. He wouldn't allow, he'd have thrown the whole stupid thing right out the house. Say why? Filthy, vile, wicked. The average cartoon for the average child contains more witchcraft and more wizardry than ever before in the history of the world. Well, it's just a little cartoon character. Yeah, and it's teaching Satanism. Moving on. I love you. Here we go. Point number three. We're not to follow America's manners in the realm of racism. Everybody look at me very carefully. I am not a racist. I don't care what color your skin is. Malachi, come here for a second. Hurry up. Get up here, boy. Come on, boy. You're faster than that. Especially if there's a chicken leg involved, amen? I love this boy. Not because of the color of his skin. I love this boy because it's Malachi. Doesn't matter what his mama or his daddy looks like, though his daddy doesn't look much better than him. Have a seat. But you listen to me very carefully. The president marching in Selma tonight is doing more to destroy racism in America than ever before. Amen. Malachi, you're not a descendant of a slave.
That's right.
Just because you're black doesn't mean you were involved in slavery in your past. I'm not afraid to say it. You're looking at a man that's probably preached to more black people than most pastors have ever preached to in America.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. That's like saying because you were born in the garage, you're a car. Folks, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. I'm sick and tired of the terminology that we've used not to break down racism, but to increase racism. Let me show you what I mean. African American. No, you're an American. I'm a Latino American. No, you're American. I'm an Anglo American. No, I'm an American. I have roots all the way back into Germany and other places. Guess what? Nobody has anything past the Garden of Eden. Guess what? We all came from the same blood.
Amen. That's right.
Do you know that Malachi's soul has no different color than mine? A soul doesn't have any color.
Amen.
And a spirit has no color.
Right.
So let's get off our high horse of, well, I don't think we ought to call them the Washington Redskins. That is a racial term. Did you know there's a lawsuit out against the Buffalo Bills because an Indian tribe has claimed that because it says buffalo that that's a racist term against the Indians? That's where this stuff's headed, folks. Can I tell you something? Red and yellow, black and white, they are all precious in his sight.
Amen.
Jesus loves them all, and so do I.
Amen.
I don't give a rip what color your skin is. I don't care whether you came from Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Brazil, Chile, out in, amen. I had to get down on his level. I don't care if you came from Canada. I don't care if you came from Europe, Africa. I had a, Brother Hawkins, you'll love this. When I was in South Carolina, I had a man we won to Christ out on team soul winning. He was an ambassador for South Africa. Edward was about my size, a little skinnier than me, and lighter skin than I am. He got up and preached in my black teen department. I had a black teen department in South Carolina. Preached every week to them, had activities for them, bus routes for them, you name it. He got up and said, how many of you are African Americans? Every one of them. He started pointing them out. He said, where at in Africa are you from? Where at in Africa are you from? I mean, he went down the line. Not a one. He said, guess I'm the only real African American. I was born in Africa and I became an American citizen. Man, did he shut the place down in a hurry. There's no such thing.
That's right.
Just so you know. I'm tired of the racist slurs that we have. By the way, I don't think you ought to snub anybody because of what color their skin is. I don't think you ought to prejudge anybody's character by what the color of their skin is. They're a human being, period, end of discussion. Everybody doing all right? Okay, I got to hurry. Number four, let's not follow the manners of America in the disrespect of life. I'm talking about abortion. 60 million innocent babies have been murdered legally in the last 41 years. I'm talking about murder. The murder rate in America is astronomical. By the way, moms and dads, be careful what video games your kids play. Some of you teaching your kids to murder. My kids don't play video games that had killing and violence, street fighting, stealing, or anything like that on there. One of the most popular video games out is something called Grand Theft Auto. Boy, that's a wonderful thing for your kids to play. Teach them to steal cars. Everybody doing all right? I'm having fun. I'm talking about how we treat our veterans. I think it's a shame. I think it's a sin and a shame. And then our president put somebody in charge of the VA hospitals that said he was in special forces, and then we find out he lied about everything, just like John Kerry. I mean, just like Hillary. I mean, good night. I will. Hang on. 2 points later, we'll get back. Folks, there used to be respect for life. There used to be a day when somebody would walk into a church building or walk into a building and a man took his hat off. Was a day when a man held the door for a woman and she said, thank you. Now they look at you like, what are you doing? And I say, you're welcome, whether they said thank you or not. If I ever walked into church and had a hat on, and my dad was within 100 feet, if it wasn't off before he got there, it was off in a hurry. He slapped it right off the top of your head. There was a day when you went to a ball game and they did the national anthem, everybody stood and put their hand over their heart or their hat over their heart. I've jerked more than one idiot up for not doing that. And I'll do it again. Say why? Respect. Respect. I got to move on. Number five, let's not follow the manners in America in our play philosophy versus work philosophy. I am so sick and tired. People wanting to get a job. Well, how many days off do I get? How many days on? We got more people worried about how much time they can take off than how much time they're going to put in. You know what? Mike Schenberger sitting back here, if he could find one man willing to work, he could make good money. So all you got to do is show up. Show up on time and work. Boy, that's real hard, isn't it? My daughter started working not long ago, 5-6 months ago. You know, she's not been late to work one time. Now, one time we got stuck in real bad traffic. I had her call and said, look, we are stuck. There is an accident. We're dead in the water. I'm trying. But we might be a couple minutes late, but we're on our way. Guess what? She clocked in a minute before she would have been late. I still got her there in time. Can I tell you something? I believe in showing up to work. Guess what? I don't punch a clock, but you've never seen me late. Amen, Brother Jimbo. He comes by here early in the morning sometimes. He'll say, "Preacher, you're getting here too early. I went by. You were already there." Yep. Say why? I got to work twice as hard to get half as far. I might as well just show up and work. Young people, you're supposed to work, then play. When the work's done, then you get to play. It's not come home from school. "Well, I earned the right to play. I went to school." If you have homework, you haven't earned the right to play yet. Just so you know. You better be glad you didn't grow up in my house. Man, my dad was a mean ogre, and he's sitting right back there right now. Yeah, buddy. There was times he exercised me, but it wasn't the way I wanted to be exercised, because I wasn't getting the work done. He had a stick that he put in his hand, and I bent over and exercised. I did toe touches. Then I did deep knee bends, and then I did jumping jacks. Say why? He put the board of education to the seat of knowledge till the work got done. We live in a generation that wants to play. We live in a society that wants to play. We've got we've got a holiday every week of the month. Good night. I don't mean to be unkind. I'm not against this. If your job does it, great. I'm glad you have the benefit. But I never heard when I was growing up that you got to take your birthday off at work and got paid for it. Now, if you get that, I'm happy for you. But guess what? I'm not taking my birthday off. Say why? That's one less day I have to work, and I got a lot to get done. I better hurry. Number six. Let's not follow the manners of America. Listen to this very carefully. In the lying of our government, our press, and our educational system. The United States government has gotten too powerful and too big. As Ronald Reagan said in 1979 and 1980, the problem with America is government's too big, not that it's too small. It's too powerful, not lacking power. And until we get term limits on every position from bottom up, we're going to have this problem. Government was not instituted to be a career. We have press making news, Brian Williams. He just happened to get caught. What about the rest of these filthy pigs? I don't think you should say that. You've not met them like I have. You haven't had your name smeared all over the Chicago Sun-Times like I have. And I do know what I'm talking about. See, aren't you afraid of what they might say? No. Bring it on. Bring it on. And I hate to tell you this, since FDR in the 1930s instituted rewriting American history. Well, if you're not, we have the most educated society in the world, and we are the stupidest nation on the face of the earth. If the most educated society in the world has to work hard at getting their children to read by third grade, and we have a 60% graduation rate. 40% of the young people do not graduate. Everybody doing all right? Go back to the first 100 years of our presidents, and most of them were never formally educated past about fifth grade. They grew up in one-room schoolhouses and self-educated at home. And most of you couldn't read the books they wrote. Ben Franklin never went past sixth grade. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it a while. Everybody doing all right? Oh, FDR got us out of the Depression. No, FDR kept us in the Depression. FDR got us locked in, and he was afraid to get involved in World War II because we were making money from both sides. FDR is our current president's hero. Can I tell you why? Because the upper tax bracket was taxed 90% if you made $1 million or more. And he got us out of the Depression. The crash of 32 is bigger than the crash of 29, just so you know. Look it up in history. Number next. I have to hurry. Let's not follow the manners of America where we have a spend and borrow philosophy, not a save philosophy. The impending doom of our world and the coming of Jesus Christ comes and pivots on one thing. The world will bankrupt itself soon. Period. The world will bankrupt itself. It's the only way the Antichrist can set up a one-world government, a one-world economy. And you hear it on the news every week. We're nearing global crash. Look how just the burp in the road in Greece caused the stock market to fluctuate so bad. That's one little country. Greece is not a powerhouse. It is so unstable right now. And if you look at the real debt of America, they'll say, well, our national debt is $18 trillion. No. The real debt in America right now is over $200 trillion. Had you been living in the times of Jesus and spent $1 million an hour, you could not make up $200 trillion. Spending it every hour, $1 million every hour. That's just America's debt. It's about to crash. Number nine. This is where you're going to get mad at me. Everybody smile. Preacher loves you. Hug yourself. Here it comes. America needs not follow America's manners in how we dress. You're old fashioned. Thank you. I believe a woman ought to look like a woman and a man ought to look like a man. I don't think you ought to shave half your head and look like half of you with long hair and half with a shaved head and you're transvestite. That's what that stuff is, just so you know. It's called cross-gender. Everybody doing all right? Folks, there was a day when people covered themselves. Go back to Genesis chapter 3 sometime. Not right now because the preacher's got to hurry up. But when man sinned and found that he was naked, he clothed himself in leaves. He made an apron of leaves. When God covered man, he made them coats of skin. A coat covers far more than an apron. Man's idea has always been to cover up as little as they have to get away with it. I do not suggest you follow the Hollywood fashions, but the Hollywood fashion is how much can we take off and expose and get away with it? Good night. I'm already in trouble, so who gives a flip, no matter what I say. But it's going to be a cold day where the booger man lives before I let that little girl back there, my 17-year-old daughter, dress like some little prostitute whore. Amen. I've raised two boys. I raised them to work hard. They don't walk around with their britches hanging down around their ankles. Just so you know, that started in San Francisco with the sodomites. Called Busting the Sag. It was for the sodomites to let everybody know that they were sodomites and that they would be willing to be with any man that would walk up behind them. That's where it started. I was out in California when it started. Everybody doing all right? Okay, hang in there. Some of you mamas and daddies need to go through your kids' clothes And you need to jerk a chain on them and say, this is going, this is going, this is going, this is... Well, they might get mad. Oh, I'd hate for you to have to play daddy or mommy. My daughter didn't tell me what she was wearing. If I looked at her and said, mm-mm, you've outgrown that. She didn't say, but daddy. No, 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 no. She may have said it once. She could say, but daddy. And I'd say, yeah. It ain't happening. By the way, I think a young man ought to be as covered as a young lady. Walking around with your hairy legs exposed isn't helping anything, Mr. Clinton. I better get going here. Number 10. So, not in the immorality, not in the witchcraft and Satanism, not in the racism, not in the disrespect of life, not in the play versus work philosophy, not in the lying of our government, press, and education, not in the borrow and spend philosophy, not in the dress and fashion industry of America. And lastly, we shouldn't follow America's manners in the disrespect for God, the Bible, and Christianity. Period. Well, our forefathers weren't Christians. Go down to D.C. and read the buildings. Read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Well, Ben Franklin claimed to be an infidel. Yes, and he had more respect for God than the average Baptist preacher does. I'm not sure if Ben Franklin was a Christian, but I do know this. He honored God. Well, Thomas Jefferson was an infidel. I don't know what history you read, but you're an idiot. You go to Thomas Jefferson's library, you go to the Library of Congress, that man had more Bibles. By the way, they were all King James. He went to a Baptist church every service for a year, and that is where the government structure came about for the United States government. He said the Baptist church has the best government for a self-governing body of any group of people I've ever met. He went to that church for a year straight to learn how it worked. Now, go do your research. I'm for it. I just want you to know something. It's in God we trust. That came about with Dwight Eisenhower in the 50s. Everybody doing all right? Okay. Hang on here. Guess what? Notice in the Constitution, everywhere that the deity, the creator, and God is mentioned, it's always capitalized. That was respect. It's amazing. We can't say Islamic terrorist, but we can't have the Bible. You can't be a Christian. There's a city in Florida. Brother Gus sent me a link this week. City in Florida that is making churches take a business license because that city in Florida considers churches businesses. It'll be a cold day where the booger man lives before this church takes a business license. I'll take it to the Supreme Court and we will win. I don't care whether Ruth Bader Ginsburg is there or not. Or what's the other idiot? Sandra Day O'Connor. I don't care if Hillary's there. Matter of fact, I'd like to go there. I'd preach a sermon to them. They wouldn't like me when I'm done, but I wouldn't give a rip. Folks, just so you know, there's supposed to be a respect for the Word of God. That's why I say these aren't Paul's words. These aren't Solomon's words. These are God's words. These aren't the words of David. These are the words of God. They're not the words of John. They're the words of God. They're not man's words, they're God's words, and they were given before man was created. Just so you know. Can I tell you something? It's amazing to me that we have freedom of religion for everybody but Christianity. These subdivisions are now starting to put signs up. Don't go door to door if you're soliciting, and that includes giving out religious material. Guess what? They can't stop you. Just so you know. You have the right to knock on a door and tell somebody about Jesus Christ and give them a gospel tract. I've talked to more than one police officer that's been called on me for soul winning. And every one of them say, Reverend, it's okay. I just have to respond because we were called. Have a good day. If you can think about it, don't go back to that door. No problem. And then my wife knocks on it the next week. By accident. It was. What an amazing country we live in. What an amazing country. We have all the freedoms and we're losing them quicker than ever. Leviticus 20 said that ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation. I'm done. Let me say this and we'll close. The time has come for us to follow what the Bible says, not what our country says. The time has come for us to follow what the Bible says, not what a church of yesteryear did. D.L. Moody, the great D.L. Moody in the Moody Church in South Chicago or Central Chicago. Do you know that Moody Church would not have me preach because I'm too strong? They don't use the King James Bible. They don't believe in a blood-bought salvation. By the way, I don't run with preachers who preach there, just so you know. Well, at one time, yeah, at one time, but it's changed in the last 100 years, just so you know. Folks, I don't care what institution, it's destined to fail if sinners are involved, including a church, unless you follow the document God gave you. When you stray from that document, guess what? I'm separating. Because I'm not supposed to follow the manner of a nation. Folks, doesn't matter what the nation says. It does matter what God says. Let's not walk in the manner of the nation. Let's do what God said. Every head bowed, every eye closed.